Well, hello and welcome everybody to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you, our listeners, hear, believe, and live in the good news of Jesus Christ. With Bob Christopher and Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis, and if it's 3 p.m. Central, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live, and we cordially invite you to be a part of today's broadcast by calling 844-322-2742. With questions or concerns, call now. In the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, friends, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thank you, Bob, and we do encourage you to go ahead and call right now at 844-322-2742. We would love to hear your questions and go into the Word of God and provide you some real hope, some encouragement, and some help for you in your daily situation. Or if you have a question about a Bible verse, we would love to hear from you on that as well. Again, the number 844-322-2742. Andrew and Bob, there's always this question on how we're supposed to live the Christian life and how we're supposed to live when life throws us curveballs, as it has done here recently.
Sure.
And the Word of God is very clear. The way of the Christian life is marked by faith, hope, and love. We see this time and time again in the Apostle Paul's writings, in the writings of Peter and James and John. They're all lifting up these three qualities, these three traits, faith, hope, and love. And here specifically in Paul's letter to the Colossians, he writes this at the very beginning: "We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, since we heard of your faith in Jesus Christ and of the love that you have for all the saints because of the hope laid up for you in heaven." Now, this is true of every single believer. You enter into the Christian life through faith in Jesus Christ. It is a by grace through faith in Jesus entry. Well, that's how you live as well. Well, that faith finds an expression in love one toward another, and it's anchored by the hope that we have in Christ Jesus. So these are the marks of the Christian life. And in any situation, whether good or bad, prosperous or not so much so, here's how we live as believers in Christ. And I wanted to just bring this up, Andrew, just as an encouragement and a reminder to our listeners, as they go through this coronavirus pandemic and try to figure out how life is supposed to look, on a day-to-day basis, dealing with this thing. And these are important qualities and characteristics for all of us to be reminded of, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And as you read this passage, you discover that it's all flowing out of the grace of God. And that's what we need to really be centered on here. It's because of the gospel. It's because of their understanding of the grace of God since the day you heard of it and understood grace, he says. And he goes on saying that you have a love in the Spirit. So we're seeing a source here, and it's not that I wake up every day and, gosh, just try my hardest to be faithful and try my hardest to be loving and try my hardest to express hope and just grit my teeth and bear it, put on a mask of faith, hope, and love. No, we've got the catalyst here. We've got the inspiration here. And it is the gospel of God's grace. It is the Spirit living in us. And so instead of trying to load up on faith, hope, and love as a product, what we want to do is load up on the gospel message. We want to front load things. We want to say, now, am I truly hearing and believing enough? Am I truly getting the good news? Am I eating good spiritual food that's going to encourage me and build me up in Him? Because when I am feasting on the goodness of the gospel, then faith and hope and love will be the byproduct of that. But I got to make choices to eat great food. And so that's just the world of difference between legalism and God's grace. I mean, legalism says, get out there, put on your mask, fake that love and fake that hope and fake that faith and just grin and bear it. And somebody shakes your hand, you say, how you doing? You say, well, I'm blessed. And meanwhile, your dog has died. You don't feel like you can express yourself and be authentic. That's not the gospel. The gospel is fuel up on this new covenant message of God's grace. Let that genuine joy, let that genuine faith and that genuine love and, you know, just that genuine Christ who lives in us, well up inside of us, be expressed through us. But it starts, guys, it starts with hearing and believing and fueling up on God's goodness.
Yeah, thank you so much, Andrew. And I think that is such a keen insight. We're always oftentimes focus just on ourselves. You know, what are we supposed to be doing? How are we supposed to be handling this? And we've got to remember that God is already doing something. Let's just rest and yeah. and let him do his thing in and through this, and let him carry out his promise to work all things together for our good. And boy, that will put a smile on your face, joy in the heart, and just peace to your soul. So it's good news. And so thanks, Andrew, for that reminder to just focus on the grace of God that's been poured out on us in the person of Jesus Christ.
It's Basic Gospel, everybody. Bob Christopher, Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis. We're glad that you're with us, and you have the opportunity to call right now. If you have about 7 minutes after 3 p.m. Central Time, it's the live broadcast and the opportunity to talk to two excellent Grace teachers right now directly into the studio at 844-322-2742. We want to hear from you. Bob and Andrew would love to address your question or your particular need and point you into the Word of God for the answer and or the solution in the person of Jesus Christ. Once again, 844-322-2742. Guys, you know, some time ago a listener called to say that every day he came home so beaten up and knocked down and bummed out that all he wanted to do was, when he got home, was crawl into bed and cry. He went on to say that he was actually thinking about, as he put it, pulling the plug. Fortunately, he found this ministry and was pointed to truth that set him free from the pounding that the world was giving him every day of his life. And friends, as we slog through these dark days of the virus, maybe you're feeling somewhat the same way, and that's why it's so vital to understand something. When God is for you, who or what can stand against you? Bob Christopher has beautifully addressed this particular issue in his message, When God is for You, and we want you to have a copy of it as our way of saying thank you for your gift of support this month of April. Click donate when you visit basicgospel.net and be assured that your gift will help us reach out to people all around the world with the truth of God's love and grace in the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, be sure to request your copy of When God is for You when you make your April donation to Basic Gospel. Well, guys, we had this question. It's a very pertinent question right now from Lee. He says, my roommate is coughing and congested. Is there a point at where I have to be firm with him about getting tested for corona? He works outside the home. He says it's a cold or allergies. I think he is putting everyone in jeopardy.
Wow. Well, yeah. I mean, I think anytime you've got a roommate, a friend, a family member, you want to be building a trust relationship that's based on reality. And right now, the reality is there are concerns. I mean, this is not coming out of left field. This is very much a reality today that if you're feeling those kind of symptoms, there's a chance, there's some sort of chance that you might have this COVID virus. And so I think that, Bob, it's a time to be candid. It's a time to be open and say, I've got legitimate concerns. I really think that you need to be tested. Let me help you find a testing center. Let me help you find a test in your area. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, first, it's a loving thing to do if you're concerned about them. And secondly, you know, God's given us a sound mind, and in our sound mindedness, it's perfectly normal for us to say, well, I want to do the wise thing here, Lord. I'm asking you for discernment and wisdom. And if you've put this concern on my heart, then show me how to express it to my friend. It's not like you're calling them names or looking for a fight. You're simply saying, let's protect ourselves together. Let's do the wise, sound-minded thing. And, you know, Bob, the Apostle Paul got sick, and he asked the church to take care of him, and then he thanked them for how well they did at looking after him. And the young pastor Timothy got frequent stomach ailments, and Paul made medical suggestions to him, telling him to take some red wine for his frequent ailments. And so, I mean, this is just par for the course. We need to recognize we've got a human body. We live in a fallen world. We can experience physical symptoms of any kind. And so it's wisdom and discernment sometimes to just be on the lookout, not only for ourselves, but for those around us.
Absolutely. And we talk about love, and we talk about faith in Jesus Christ expressing itself in love for others. We talk about the source, Jesus Christ himself, this grace of God. And we hope this grace of God starts to shape the way we think and the way we choose and the way we act. And if you have to recognize the times, and you realize, hey, there's a lot of people out there that are afraid, and if I'm sick, I don't want to spread whatever I have to someone else. I don't want to put somebody else at risk because I'm not feeling so well.
Sure.
So it just kind of makes sense to, as they're saying, all the media is saying, just use an abundance of caution.
Yes.
in this current time. That just makes sense. I think that's why churches have made the decision, and pastors and minister leaders have made the decision to say, hey, we're going to connect online. We're going to do our service online. Why? Because we don't want to be a risk to one another, and we don't want to take this out beyond us if there's somebody sick among us. So, there's some very practical and loving reasons we do some of the things that we do. And I think, Lee, you have a great opportunity to couch the conversation in those terms.
Yes.
And to say, hey, this is a loving thing for you to do, to take care of yourself, to stay at home, and to self-isolate until you know for sure what's exactly going on inside of you.
Yeah, absolutely. Lee, hope that's a help to you. Thanks for reaching out. If you have further questions, well, don't hesitate to call. Right now, 844-322-2742 is a valid number if you're listening to the broadcast at about 12 or 13 minutes after the hour, 3 p.m. Central Time. It's the live broadcast. Bob and Andrew are here, and we'd love to hear from you. 844-322-2742.
Well, Andrew's another guy like Richard who has hair, unlike
that
me.
That is
so
true.
It's easy for you to get confused about that. So.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to Victoria, Texas, and talk to Barry. Hi, Barry. Welcome to Basic Gospel.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. Going well, Barry. What's on your mind today?
Yep. How's Richard doing?
Last we heard, he was doing great.
Yeah, really enjoying his retirement.
Yeah.
And we've had him back several times, and he's loved doing that. And but he's just doing great. We'll tell him you ask about him.
Glad I said that.
Please do. Yes, sir. Hey, I was reading in Romans 11, and I was on verse 26 and 27. Can you kind of comment on that, about the tail turn away gun gods from Jacob? And then it says, I will take away their sins. Is that, you know, if that's past or future? Can you kind of comment on that, if you don't mind, please, sir?
Well, that's a sure. Great question, and really a much talked about verse throughout church history, hasn't it?
Yeah, and if I understand, he's talking about Romans 11:26, right? In this way, all of Israel will be saved. It's an interesting expression there, because some people think, well, that must be referring to physical Israel, and then you compare that with the gospel, and that can't be the case. I mean, look at the book of Hebrews. The book of Hebrews is warning people from Israel, warning the Jews, today if you hear his voice, don't harden your heart. It's a day of salvation. You can enter God's rest. Make sure you don't fall short of that rest. Then there's tremendous warning for Israel because of the consequences of unbelief, and those include being an enemy of God, a rejecter of Messiah, and facing a fiery punishment. So there's no way that we come out of reading the New Testament and then decide that all of physical Israel is going to be saved regardless of their beliefs. That's not what Paul is saying here. In this 11th chapter of Romans, you have to conclude then he's talking about the Israel of God. That's what I believe, because, you know, he even uses that expression elsewhere. And he says in this same letter, you are a Jew who is one inwardly. And in other words, what is a Jewish person now? What is a law keeper now? Is it not that God is focused on new creations who have a new heart, a new spirit, and God's spirit living in them? Is it the person who has tablets of stone, or is it the person who has God's desires now etched on the lining of their heart? With that new heart, they're a slave of righteousness. So my take on this passage, it's definitely a challenging one, but I believe that Paul would only ever say that it is a new creation that is saved, that it is a new person in Christ that is in the kingdom. And so that's my take, Bob, on this passage. I'd love to hear your thoughts as well.
Well, Andrew, I think you're really on to something here when you mention what Paul has already referenced earlier on in the book, that a Jew is one who is one inwardly, who has had that circumcision of the heart. And here in Romans 11, he's talking about branches being grafted in. That would be Gentiles. So we're all going to become the one people of God. And so there was a hardening upon Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. So this gospel was always meant for both Jew and Gentile. Paul has talked about that. And so the all of Israel, I believe, is all of the Gentiles and all of the Jews who are going to respond to the good news of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
the people of God are going to be saved. And who are the people of God? It's anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord, whether Jew or Gentile. Those are the people of God. Those are the ones who have been saved. Those are the ones who are now the branches on the vine of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so the tree will be saved, and some branches are broken off for unbelief, others are grafted in because of their belief, but it's people of God, or in this analogy, as this chapter unfolds, the tree will be saved with all those branches inside of it. That's the bride of Christ, that's the body of Christ, that's the kingdom of God, that's the new Jerusalem, that's us together collectively. We are the people of God by faith. And so, you know, Bob, I just think it, as you read the whole chapter, you're right. The whole thing just unfolds and becomes crystal clear.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed.
Barry, hope that helps.
Thanks, guys. You all have a great day. Appreciate you.
Thanks.
You do the same.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
If you haven't yet subscribed to the Basic Gospel Daily Devotional, we'd like to recommend it to you right now. It's free, and it's your opportunity to start each day by being reminded of your identity in the Lord Jesus Christ. Click subscribe in the upper left corner of any page at basicgospel.net.
Yeah, well, thank you, Bob. We had a couple of questions from our YouTube viewers today. We're first going to look at Morgan's question, and she writes to us to let us know that her mom died before Easter, and is having a hard time getting some support from the church where she goes. And she wants a little advice, some encouragement to help her during this situation, Andrew. So what can we say to Morgan to help with this?
Well, I mean, you know, it really makes me think of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. It says, we don't want you to grieve like people who don't have hope. So first of all, it's okay to grieve. It's just that we don't want to grieve like the world does. The world grieves thinking this is it, this is the end, there's nothing left, and we have a different way of grieving. We can say, Lord, this hurts big time. Father, I am feeling tremendous loss. I'm asking for your comfort, I'm asking for your counsel, but man, this hurts big time. And it's okay to let your requests be made known. It's okay to feel. It's okay to be real. But at the end of the day, what separates us, Bob, from the world is that we know how the story ends, that when everything fades to black on this side of the curtain, we know what's behind that curtain. We know what's on the other side of what we call physical death, and we're just getting started. And anyone who is in Christ, I mean, we're already living in eternity. We're living eternal life right in this moment. So, you know, in a way, when you look at it, when you look at the timeline of our entire lives, including on into eternity, I mean, these 80 or 100 years we might spend on the planet, Bob, that eventually might become a sentence or a paragraph as we begin to recount what it's like to be in Jesus for hundreds and thousands and millions of years on into eternity. So there's just a tremendous hope for every believer. It doesn't stop us from weeping. It doesn't stop us from being genuine about missing a person. Of course we miss them. They're very dear to us. But we also, at the end of the day, having processed all those feelings and gone through all of that grief, we have a comforter, and we have a comfort in the message of the gospel. So, you know, my prayer for her is just that she would know the presence and power of God's Spirit right now, and that she would also know the hope that is laid up for all of us, and that that's a very real hope that begins right now.
Yes, yes, indeed. So, Morgan, thank you for that question. Our hearts and prayers are with you, and as you grieve your mom's passing, but she, if she was in Christ, she's absent from the body and present with the Lord. Yeah. And let that truth be your anchor as you go through this. We also had this from another one of our YouTube viewers reading through the book of Luke. I am confused as to why Jesus, after healing certain people, told some to share their healing and others to stay silent. Why in the world would Jesus do that? Wouldn't he want you know, this good news and the story of the miracles that he did broadcast far and wide? So why in the world would he do such a thing, Andrew?
Well, Bob, I mean, he obviously knew something that we don't know, or the people of his day didn't know anyway, and that is there was a plan. The Father had a plan. He was at front and center in that plan, and he didn't want publicity at times. You can even, you know, read him saying this sort of thing. Don't tell anyone in Mark chapter 1. Don't tell anyone after he heals this man of leprosy. And you're just going, Jesus, don't you think we should get CNN in on this? I mean, don't you think we should get Fox News and NBC and everybody to start rolling the cameras and telling the story of how powerful you are? And a number of times Jesus is saying, it's not yet my time. It's not my time. So compare that with some of the show-offs that we see out there performing so-called miracles while cameras are rolling. Look, Jesus is humble. He is God. He's complete. He doesn't need to show off. He can stick with a plan. He can live in the moment. He can trust the Father. He's not looking for attention. He is God. And I think what we're seeing there, Bob, is just his stability and security.
Yeah, and he certainly didn't want to be known as a healer. He wanted to be known as the one who was the Savior of the world. And it was his death, Amen. Burial, and resurrection that he wanted to be broadcast far and wide.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate hearing from all of you, our listeners. And if you have questions for Ends Overnight, give us a call at 844-322-2742. We'd love to hear from you. Again, that number, 844-322-2742. Just leave us a voicemail. Please keep in mind also, friends, that Basic Gospel is listener-supported. That's why we need your ongoing prayers and support to stay on the air and online. We'd love to send you a copy of Bob Christopher's message, When God is for You. Great encouragement in this time of worldwide unrest, and we will say thanks to you by sending you a copy of it. Just click donate when you visit basicgospel.net and help us reach out to people here in North America and literally around the world with the truth of God and His love in Jesus Christ. When God is for You, request your copy when you make your April gift to Basic Gospel. Again, that's Basic Gospel. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, and with thanks to our friend Andrew Farley for being with us on this broadcast today, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you back again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.